Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're talking today about bras and whether or not the bra tax should be scrapped. Sinead Sanderson is an underwear expert and owner of Peaches and Cream. She's with us here on the show today. Sinead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Why should we scrap the bra tax?
Yeah, it can only be a good thing for the customer. Like, bras are essential purchases. I don't think any woman in Ireland would really want to spend their hard-earned money on bras if they didn't have to. And like everything, I suppose, in life, the cost is just going up and up. And 23% VAT on bras is extortionate.
So what it is, 23%.
23%.
I'm probably one of many who probably, you know, off the top of your head, I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, you know, it's a fifth of our turnover as a small retailer, I suppose. It's a huge amount of money to give back to the government. The prices of bras, I was only thinking when you guys asked me to come on the show, I have had more price increases in the past 12 months than I have in the past 18 years of businesses. So really, things have gone to a chronic level where costs are just rising. And it definitely deters women from buying the right amount of bras that they need. So many customers come in to me and they're just getting the essentials. They won't buy a sports bra. They'll use the bra that they're wearing every day to go for a run. And this has a real negative impact on women's health. Mm.
Just explain that, because I know there's people listening to this discussion now, Sinead, right? And they're thinking, this is ridiculous. You know, do you think of knickers or your underwear or your boxers? And they're thinking, why on earth should bras get the priority?
I suppose bras should get the priority, like the tampon tax. Women would rather not buy them if they didn't have to. It's an essential purchase. And the cost is quite considerable, especially if you're one of these ladies that needs a larger cup bra. There's a lot of engineering that goes into bras. They're not a cheap thing to buy. I think the average price of a sports bra, well, in our store, is quite a good one. It could be anything from 50 to 70 euro. You're going to maybe not buy one or buy it very little. So what happens is women are overwearing their bras. Then what's happening is they get neck pain, shoulder pain. They're paying a physiotherapist to rectify that. The amount of times people have been referred to us for a medical practitioner is probably daily at this rate. So they're going to go spending all this money on massages and physiotherapists when really the crux of it is that they need to get fitted for a bra more regularly. And I think people have a perception that there's a huge expense. Bra fittings are free. You can go in and get it done every year if you like. It's very important to do it every time you buy a bra, in our opinion.
Well, like, Sinead, I was just thinking there this morning, you know, about this, like, not to be telling the nation my bra size, but, you know, I do find if you're of a certain cup size, there's actually very, like, you can't just go in to a lot of the high street retailers and pick up a couple of bras. You can't. You often have to go to, you know, small shops that specialise in bras. Yeah, I'm not going to tell the nation my cup size. But anyway, you know the point I'm making, right? If you're above a D.
And you know what? 80% of the nation is above a D cup now, Andrea. Like 95% of women need a bra or perceive that they need a bra. It can really affect a woman's mental health if they're in the wrong bra. It can affect how their clothes look, how they walk. It's very, very important. As I said, it's essential. And if they drop the VAT, it's going to reduce the cost, which is going to encourage everybody to possibly buy more or to buy more regularly. People buy bras, but what happens is they overwear them. They don't, you know, they don't go and get a refresh quickly enough. And it's a real epidemic with the younger girls. This whole notion, especially since COVID, of the non-wired one-size-fits-all vibe just doesn't roll, especially anyone over a D-cup. They're all wearing non-wired, non-supportive bras. They don't think it's important to get fitted. They don't think it's important to have the right support. So what's happening is it has a negative impact then on their physique as the years go on. So I think anything to reduce the price for the consumer can only be a good thing, especially for women. I often say this, if it was men that had to buy bras or carry our boobs around every day of the week, I think breast augmentation would be free. So it's, you know, not much to ask. That's a vast
stuff. Yeah, I'm laughing at you talking about an underwear. I don't know when I last didn't wear a bra. You know, there was had the underwear in it. But so 23%, that's the VAT. You think that they're a basic necessity. You're putting it in the same bracket as the tampon tax and therefore should be scrapped. Have you vocalised this to anybody in government? Or what sort of a response, Sinead, are you getting to this?
the only person I've ever vocalised it is my accountant. I never thought I'd get anywhere. And it was so unusual to hear. It's actually people from the medical profession that are calling out this in Leeds. They're having a conference about it. They have said it has to happen. Bras are essential. You know, whether they can segment the market and just drop VAT on bras. You know, I understand briefs, nightwear, all of those things could be segmented, but I think bras essentially should be VAT-free. A lot of the times, any women that are post-cancer treatment or any augmentation, there is a drop on VAT on those bras.
And rightly so.
And rightly so. But they're also capped at a certain amount that they can buy, you know, so they're liable for VAT after that. So it's very, very important that it's, like, there's customers coming in to me that could be J cups and aren't eligible for a breast reduction. They have to fork out a lot of money per year for those bras. And I just think anything would help them.
Yeah. Is there much support for this, to kind of pardon the pun?
Well, see, I don't know. If I'm honest with you, I don't know. I'm hopeful because I know that it's kind of getting some traction this last few days, especially with this conference that's happening in Leeds. So I hope so. It would make complete sense to me. The margin for bras is much lower than retail, like for fashion. And it's seen as an essential purpose, essential purchase for customers in that respect. So it should be VAT free.
How often should a woman get a new or change their bra, Sinead?
Every time they buy a bra, they should be fitted. But it depends on their size and how many they have. We always say you should have at least three bras on the go at any one time. You know, one for the wearing, one for the wardrobes, and one for the wash. The more you rotate them, the longer they last. But really, depending on your size, at least once a year, you should be refreshing your bras. And you should genuinely, the most important part of it all is to find a good sports bra, because even for going for a quick walk, regular bras are not sufficient enough to create the compression that we need.
So they're hard found.
Once a year. Yeah.
Good sports bras. Siobhan in Dublin's asking, can you please ask your expert why it's so hard to get decent cotton bras? Too many are made from synthetic material, horrible against your skin, especially considering how long you wear a bra throughout the day.
Absolutely. And the issue with cotton is the fabric is so, you know, stretchy that what happens is, to have any longevity in the bra, they have to put a certain amount of elastin and polyester in there, really to hold the fragments of that bra together. A lot of bras now are cotton lined, as are underwear, and they have started triple felting the wires, which is so important, especially when you're a larger cup, because it just means they don't dig in as much. But purely 100% cotton in a bra functionally wouldn't last. It wouldn't last long.
Okay. Listeners asking here, Sinead, should you sleep in your bra?
Yes, absolutely. You can get sleep bras. They have to be non-wired.
I always thought you should never sleep in a bra.
No, you should. I think sleeping in a bra is very, very good for you. It's very good for your Cooper's ligaments, which are the kind of net that shape your breast. So sleep bras are very, very good. The problem is, and I'm on the hunt for 18 years to find one, that you don't end up the next morning with them up around your neck. So it's very important to find one that works for you. They're almost like a sports bra effect. But yeah, 100%. Some women are so large that if they lie on their back, Andrea, they are almost restricted in breathing. So absolutely, a sleep bra would be recommended.
Okay.
If you can find one that works for you.
Listen, if this goes anywhere, keep us posted, Sinead. Sanderson there, who's an underwear expert and the owner of Peaches and Cream, based in Dublin as well. 087 1400 106 is the number. I don't want to make light of this topic at all, but I did have to laugh at Robin Tralee's text, who's got in touch to say, all this talk, I should say, about bra tax, it's nothing more than a storm in a D-cup.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.